The Danish film director Lars von Trier has been slapped with a ban from the Cannes Film Festival over his remarks about Hitler. The filmmaker told a festival audience that he understood Hitler and he sympathised with him a little. Later in the day, he went into damage control, apologising for the comments and saying he wasn't anti-Semitic. But it was too late for the festival organisers, who declared Lars von Trier persona non grata and banished him from Cannes. However, his film Melancholia remains in the official competition for the Palme d'Or. Jennifer Macy reports.
Sometimes I hate you so much.
At Cannes this year, it's not Lars von Trier's latest film Melancholia about the end of the world that sparked a furore. Rather, it's his comments during a press conference that's shocked the festival audience.
I really wanted to be a Jew, and then I found out that I was really a Nazi because my family was German, Hartmann, which also gave me some pleasure. So I'm kind of I understand Hitler. I think he did some wrong things, yes, absolutely. But I can see him sitting in his bunker in the end. No, I'm just saying that I think I understand the man.
Lars von Trier was responding to a question about his German heritage. His mother revealed on her deathbed in 1989 that his father was German and not Danish.
Okay, I'm a Nazi.
The festival organisers reacted swiftly, saying the comments were unacceptable and intolerable, and have now kicked him out of Cannes. American actress Kirsten Dunst stars in his latest film.
That's a decision that I understand why they had to make that decision. So it's unfortunate that he joked about that. It's very inappropriate.
But Swedish actor Stellan Skarsgård, who's been in several von Trier Dogma films, says the festival organisers have overreacted.
Everybody knows he's not a Nazi. So what are they punishing him for? Lying? Saying he was a Nazi? Joking? Or what is it? It's a storm in a teacup.
Lars von Trier has accepted the ban and apologised, saying he's neither anti-Semitic nor a Nazi. Yet he seemed to dig himself further into a hole with this BBC interview.
But I think very little, I must say, first of all. But I was telling a lot of funny or less funny anecdotes and stupid things, and I can't take them back, but I can say that I'm sorry if people have been hurt by them.
Lars von Trier may have been booted from the French seaside resort, but his latest film stays in the official running for the top prize. He won the Palme d'Or in 2000 with Dancer in the Dark, and has also made a film called Idiots. Celebrity agent Lauren Miller-Salento is the CEO of the Harry Miller Group. She says the comments will only attract further attention to his new film.
It will, but I think that what it shows is that zero tolerance, especially in the international film business, for any kind of comments of this nature. Often that can do damage. People are going to say, oh, well, that was that director who got kicked out of Cannes, and that can be a hard tag to lose.
But he's not the first, is he? I mean, earlier this year, the fashion designer John Galliano went on an anti-Semitic rant. And
that's the thing. You saw how the fashion industry in that instance had zero tolerance for that kind of behaviour. I think he's been pursued and charged for making those comments, and you see the ripple effect that had. They should be, frankly, experienced enough with the world media and to know that you've got an opinion that you have to intelligently assume is going to cause a stir, well, you need to keep that to yourself.
Lauren Miller-Salento, the CEO of the Harry M. Miller Group, ending that report by Jennifer Macy.